With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is misrepresenting her record as a former California attorney general.
Kamala Harris is on a tour where she's trying to redefine her record as a tough-on-crime prosecutor. And yet, if you look at Kamala Harris's record as a prosecutor, it is the opposite of tough-on-crime.
Vance was speaking to the Milwaukee Police Association on Friday, an event that marked his second trip to the battleground state this month. In Kamala Harris's home state, California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bipartisan package of 10 bills to crack down on the retail theft problem there. At a news conference broadcast on KGO-TV, California Highway Patrol Captain Christian Oliver had these comments.
It's not just shoplifting. It's a sophisticated and coordinated effort by criminal enterprises. Retail crimes have had a detrimental impact on businesses, consumers, and the safety of our communities.
And the package includes some of the most consequential laws to tackle professional crime rings in several years. The Supreme Court rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX protection.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
Hurricane Ernesto has made landfall on the tiny British Atlantic territory of Bermuda as residents hunker down. The wide and slow-moving Category 1 storm was directly over the wealthy territory at 6 a.m. local time this morning, packing maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. This is SRN News. Where do you think the most religious people on earth are? Michael Harrington has a report.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crews have torn down a Texas church building where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers back in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church to be torn down. This is SRN News. The threat of polio is rising fast in Gaza. That's prompting aid groups to call for an urgent pause in the war so they can ramp up vaccinations and head off a full-blown outbreak. One case has been confirmed and others are suspected. Polio had been eradicated in Gaza 25 years ago, but vaccinations plunged after the war began 10 months ago. Now the territory is a breeding ground for the virus. Hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians are crowded into tent camps, lacking clean water or proper disposal of sewage, which is, of course, increasing the risk of infection. Supporters of the uncommitted protest vote movement, sparked by dissatisfaction with President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war, could play a large role in the Democratic National Convention this week. More details at SRNNews.com.